Want to welcome you back to the Brinks Exteriors preview show here on week number 7, getting close to the end of the regular season. And right now I am joined by head coach of the South Central Calhoun Titans. It is Coach Brian Case. Coach, thanks so much for joining me here today.
Absolutely. Tyler, we just appreciate everything you guys do and you guys coming out and broadcasting this game. It means an awful lot to not only our team but our patrons as well.
Absolutely, and this is a big game here this week, but I want to take a moment to just go over last week. South Hamilton, close win for you guys, 18-14. Walk me through that game and how you felt your team did that week.
Well, Tyler, I thought that offensively, I thought we were moving the ball kind of at will, to be honest with you. Whether we were on the ground with our full house tee or even through the air, I thought that we moved the ball pretty well. We did stop ourselves two times. One time was just turned over on downs, and another time we ended up turning the ball over with a fumble. But other than that, we were moving the ball. We just had a really tough time getting off the field defensively. South Hamilton, I mean, that's kind of their offense. They're kind of a mirror image of us, what we do at the full house tee. They just kept getting first down after first down after first down, kept the ball away from us. And that was kind of the name of the game right there. So it was just a situation where I think we found a way to win in the end. We had our backs against the wall. It was our defense against their offense. We've always hung our hat on the defensive side of the ball. And when we had to make that final stop, well, we did. So we were very fortunate. We're blessed to walk away with the victory and put ourselves in the situation that we are.
Absolutely right. And, you know, me and Jeff were talking here this week just about that matchup. You know, all the credit to South Hamilton. They've had some very tough, close games here this year. So that was a tough team. And you know, you guys were able to come up clutch in the end and really get a really good victory last week.
Yeah, and they've always played us tough. It's always been a hard-fought football game. You know, last year in the quarterfinals, I think it was, or the third round, I mean, we were over there. We were down 8-0. That was with 8 minutes to go in the game, and we had to find a way to win that one. But they've always been battles. They've always just been a slugfest between the two of us, and this year was no different.
Absolutely right. And, you know, we transitioned from last week, very close win against South Hamilton, and now you come up to this week, district championship game against Woodward Granger on the road. What have you kind of seen from Woodward Granger's scouting report film? What's kind of your overall assessment of Woodward Granger coming into this week?
Yeah, we know that there's a lot on the line, Tyler. I mean, there's district title is on the line. I mean, you got playoff implications on the line as far as home field advantage. I mean, throughout, or maybe just hosting one round. We know that we're going to be in. It's just a matter of where we're going to end up. But I mean, there's a lot of things lying on this game. And Woodward Granger, totally different team than what we just saw with South Hamilton. They're a total spread. They're in a lot of 3-by-1, 2-by-2 sets. They do a lot of checks at the line of scrimmage. They will run the ball with their read option. But they also throw the ball really well. And their quarterback is kind of their go-to guy. I mean, he runs the ball. He wants the ball in his hands every single play. Obviously, he's going to have it there as a quarterback, but he makes a lot of good decisions for their team. So we're going to try and get it out of his hands as much as we possibly can, maybe put a little pressure on him as much as we possibly can. But that also means that we have to be in great position in the secondary. So our kids are going to have to do their job. We're going to have to recognize what they're trying to do to us. And we're going to have to game tackle. We're going to have to get to the ball really, really fast and make sure that we're doing what we're supposed to be doing on the defensive side of the ball to make sure that they're getting off the field and getting the ball back in our offense's hands. At the same time, defensively for them, we think they're going to run either a 3-4 or a 4-3, depending on our scheme, whether we're going to throw in a full house tee or our spread sets at them. And then it's kind of the mindset of what South Hamilton had against us. We want to try and keep their offense out the field. We want to just have methodical drives, get first down after first down, run the clock, and hopefully eventually go down and score. And if we can do that a few times during the game and get our defense to where it needs to be throughout the course of the game, then that'll give us a chance anyway at the end of the game to hopefully walk away with a victory.
Absolutely right. And talk to me just a little bit about the focus in practice here this week. How the guys kind of transitioned from that win last week into this week's practice. And what's kind of been that main focal point in practice? Has it been a little bit more on the offense or the defensive side of the ball?
Well, we've always been, you know, a team that focuses on what we need to accomplish. We just want to get better each and every day. We want to get better each and every week, each and every game. So, I mean, we do take a look at our opponents. There's no question about that. But we really focus on taking steps forward within our own scheme, offensively, defensively, and through the special teams. So our focus this week, I mean, the word of the week is heart, just making sure that we're kind of getting out of our own way and we're playing for somebody else within the team or within the community. And it's, our focus this week, I think, has been outstanding. Probably the best two practices on Tuesday and Wednesday that we've actually had all year. So I think our kids understand what this game means, what it's all about. I don't think they're putting too much pressure on themselves, but they know that they have to be focused and they have to be playing at their best level in order to give ourselves a chance.
And, you know, the one thing I wanted to ask you, too, as we kind of transition into the final 2 weeks of the regular season, it's already hard to believe we're at this point already in the season. Yeah. But talk to me about the journey of this season. How has it kind of been for your senior leaders and kind of those guys that they've helped to guide into next season?
Tyler's bit, to be honest, it's been kind of up and down. You know, we started off the season over at Esac County, and then we went over there, and I thought we played really well. Came back against Pocahontas, and we ended up getting beat 7-0 in, you know, week two over at their place. During that game, we also lost Jaden Sword, who was our starting fullback and starting linebacker. He's been a starter for us for 3 years. So he's kind of been a tough void to fill. We've had some younger kids and so forth that have stepped in and done a great job with that. At the same time, it's given us an opportunity to build a little bit more depth with our younger kids. I mean, we're seeing about 5 sophomores that are seeing the field on Friday nights as well. So, I mean, it's been good for us, but we've been up and down. We haven't been that dominating team that we have in the past as far as blowing people out and getting more and more kids on the field that way. But our kids have actually found a way to win. They found a way to come together this year and just accomplish what we need to accomplish at the right times. I think the adversity that we've gone through has been very good for our team. It's been very good for our kids. It's been very good for our coaching staff. And it's actually been good for our community as well. I mean, we know that we're going to be in tight ball games through and through, but we also have proven to ourselves that we can win those tight ball games as well. So hopefully some good things are going to come yet of this season. We have 2 final games here in the regular season. And like I said, I know we're going to be in the playoffs. But we want to enter the playoffs on a high note as well. And our kids, I said, I mean, they understand that. They've been through this stuff time and time again in the years past. So they didn't know what everything means to our community members and so forth. So our seniors have done an outstanding job, I think, Tyler, of leading this team. Yes, there's been some frustration at times. But again, I mean, when push comes to shove, our kids are leading in the right direction, and our kids are coming together to get the job done.
You mentioned a few points of the Woodward Granger offense and defense. But for my last question, I want to ask you, kind of coming full circle, what's going to be that biggest challenge from Woodward Granger's scheme that you think is going to challenge your guys the most here in Week 7?
Well, it's just getting off the field again. I mean, they do so many different things within their sets. And like I said, they do a lot of checks when they're on the field. Their quarter or their coach sees an awful lot out there. He's been in the college game as a receiver at Grandview. He's kind of taken that whole concept into the high school scheme here. He's been coaching at the high school level for the last 3 years. He's a younger coach, and he just has his kids playing really well. So schematically, we're just going to have to make sure that we're in position at all times and just play sound football. You know, if we can take the ball away from them, that's going to be a plus for us. But at the same time, we can't give the ball away to Woodward Granger either. Like I said earlier, I mean, their quarterback is kind of their stud. I mean, he's got the ball in his hands all the time. He's a junior, makes a lot of great decisions. So we're going to have to try and get to him and pressure him a little bit and make him make some decisions that he doesn't want to make. So if we can do that, I think that we're going to have a chance with these guys. They're a really good football team. If not, I mean, it could be a long night for the Titans.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. It's going to be an exciting matchup. I'm excited to kind of call this game. So we do want to wish you good luck against Woodward Granger. It's going to be a great game. And, of course, we'll talk to you more on the New Way Forward Scoreboard Show later on tonight.
That sounds awesome. Thanks for your time, Tyler.
Once again, that was head coach of the South Central Calhoun Titans, Brian Case, joining us here on the Brinks Exteriors Preview Show. And that is going to do it for the preview show. We're going to step away. We got action coming your way. South Central Calhoun, Woodward Granger for the district title. We got the action coming up next here on 93.7 KKRL.